this is episode number 45 of Track Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, we're talking with Jessica Brown and Lindsay Repkema, clinical dietitians here at CHOC, about the ketogenic diet. Jessica and Lindsay, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So can you start by giving us some background about what the ketogenic diet is? What makes it so unique?
The ketogenic diet is a very specialized diet that is high in fat and low in carbohydrate, used for management of seizures. It is designed as a ratio of fat to carbohydrate plus protein. As an example, a 4-to-1 ratio has 4 times the amount of fat compared to carbohydrate plus protein. It's important to note that we'll provide adequate protein for a child's growth. All sweets, such as candy, juice, desserts, are eliminated, as well as carbohydrate-rich foods such as pasta, bread, rice, potatoes, and cereal. There are modified versions of this diet, such as the modified Atkins diet, that are more liberal, but have still shown to be effective.
So Jessica, it sounds like this diet is high in fat. Is that really healthy for a child?
Yeah, it is healthy. In fact, clinicians have been practicing this diet therapy since the 1920s. Therefore, potential side effects have been identified over the years and have been appropriately managed. For example, the most common side effect that we see in our patients is constipation. So we can do some diet changes and also some over-the-counter medications. Since this diet is high in fat, there is a potential to have elevated cholesterol levels. However, people are finding that once these children start the diet, they have elevated cholesterol levels. But with just providing time and not making any changes, they typically decrease on their own as the body adapts. So we can make diet changes to help lower the lipid levels, as well as monitoring their blood levels about every 3 months. So we monitor that closely. And there has also been no significant long-term health consequences identified of having elevated cholesterol levels on the ketogenic diet. And in fact, these levels, once the child is weaned off the diet, they typically normalize on their own. So bone health is also really important for us to pay attention to. These children have multiple risk factors, including if they're not walking, if they're on anti-seizure medication, and the ketogenic diet also places an additional risk factor for these patients. So one thing as dietitians that we do is make sure that we're providing adequate supplementation of important nutrients such as calcium, vitamin D, phosphorus, and magnesium. Another potential side effect is the risk of kidney stones. Although this risk can be pretty small, about 3 to 7% of patients are at risk. Those that have family history of kidney stones and those that are on certain medications have a higher risk factor. The best preventative measure is adequate hydration. So that's something that we really enforce with our children is adequate hydration.
So how long does a child need to follow this diet?
It's variable for everyone. Once we start the diet, it could become effective in reducing seizures immediately, or it could take up to a couple months. We ask at CHOC for a 2 to 3 month commitment from the families before discontinuing to best assess if the diet will become effective for their child. If they're weaned after the 2 to 3 month period and we found the diet wasn't successful, we'll wean their child off the diet over about a 3-day period. The diet is generally used for 2 to 3 years, after which time we can gradually try weaning off the diet over about a 3 to 6 month period. If their seizures do return, they'll typically be put back on their initial ratio and continue on the ketogenic diet. For those children who obtain seizure freedom with the diet, 80% will remain seizure free after the diet is weaned off.
This diet has been established as an effective treatment for intractable epilepsy and has been used since the 1920s. Studies have continuously demonstrated that over half of children will have greater than 50% reduction in their seizures on the ketogenic diet, and 30% of children will have greater than 90% reduction in their seizures, with 10 to 15% actually becoming seizure-free.
So that's good. Can you give us an example of a meal that would be part of the ketogenic diet?
Yes. So a typical ketogenic diet breakfast would include scrambled eggs with butter, a side of bacon, and some fruit. Maybe for lunch, a child would have turkey and cheese roll-ups dipped in mayo, some carrot and celery sticks with ranch dressing. And then for dinner, possibly zucchini squash noodles with either an Alfredo sauce or a meat sauce, and some heavy cream that our children actually drink it as like a milk beverage. Parents have actually become really creative over the years. So there is a ketogenic meal alternative for any child's favorite foods. Whether it be pancakes or donuts, goldfish crackers, fruit snacks or chocolate, sushi rolls, mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and even Fruit Loops. So the charliefoundation.org provides families with recipe ideas that may be used on the ketogenic diet, including pictures and even cooking demos. It's important to note that each recipe would actually have to be tailored to the specific needs of the child. And so this is where the dietitian would come in and assist the family with that.
So when would you recommend that a family try the ketogenic diet for their child?
So 70% of patients will actually have improvement in seizures with medications alone. The ketogenic diet is a lifestyle change for the entire family, and it can be very challenging and labor intensive. So kids are typically offered medication therapy first. If the child does not have seizure improvement with 2 to 3 medications, the diet should be offered. The ketogenic diet is an effective therapy for all ages. We have infants, and then we have some adult age people that we're following on the diet.
So are there any other uses for the ketogenic diet?
Yes, the ketogenic diet is currently being studied in multiple different conditions, including diabetes, autism, traumatic brain injury, ALS, and even cancer. At Chalk Children's, we are currently studying the effects of the ketogenic diet as a complementary therapy with solid tumors. The theory behind the ketogenic diet in cancer is that cancer cells use glucose or sugar as an energy source. And the ketogenic diet forces the body to change over its metabolism to burning ketones. Other organs in your body, including the heart, the brain, the muscles, can use ketone bodies, but what's interesting is these cancer cells cannot. So in effect, you're starving the cancer cells.
Do you have any advice for families who are considering the ketogenic diet for their child?
One thing that's really important to note is that the diet should be administered under close supervision only. In fact, at Chalk Children's, we initiate the diet, we bring the families in, and their child will be here for about 3 to 5 days. While starting at a lower ratio and slowly increasing it, monitoring their labs and just the tolerance of the diet. During the course of the diet therapy, you'll have an entire team working with you. And so we usually see patients before they even decide to start it. And we have a social worker, the physician, the dietitian, a pharmacist. And then during the stay, you'll see those same people. We want to make sure that we can teach the families about medication management, give them very specific recipes tailored to the ratio that we think is appropriate for their child, and then sick day management for the families as well. Throughout the entire course, the child is closely monitored by the entire team to make sure that the diet is safe for their child, that it's effective, and that we can monitor their overall growth and development. There are numerous blogs and websites out there, but we strongly encourage that you're always checking with your ketogenic team. And then also we recommend that people look at the charliefoundation.org, which Jessica mentioned earlier. This website provides a list of centers who offer the ketogenic diet throughout the country, along with recipes, safe medications, safe lotions, a lot of different pertinent information for someone on a ketogenic diet.
I'm glad to hear Chalk is such a good resource for families who are looking for answers. Thank you both for your expertise. And thank you for listening to episode number 45 of Chalk Radio. You just heard clinical dietitians Jessica Brown and Lindsay Ripkema discuss kids and the ketogenic diet. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from Chalk Radio. Visit chalk.org for more information or follow Children's Hospital of Orange County on social media. We are at Chalk Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we are at facebook.com/chalkchildren's.